Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Monday, fun day, March 5th, 2018. We're rocking and rolling. It's the first Monday of the month. What does that mean? Not really anything, except we got a podcast today. It's like every other Monday, right? But every day is Saturday, my friend. Every day is Saturday. Hey, time to reinvent yourself. Time to leave it all behind. All the judgment, what's everybody thinking, saying, writing about me? I've been harping on this topic for a little while now because it is definitely one of the leading questions slash pain points I get from people who listen to this podcast. Sam, man, I'm really struggling. People judging me, what they think about me. Let me tell you something. One thing I learned real quick, other people's opinions don't pay your bills. Okay? The opinions of other people, they don't pay your bills. So why in the world would we give it any energy? Well, we're human beings, man. I did it. Still do it sometimes. See, I'm not talking about just anybody. I'm talking about friends and family, those who believe they know you the most or they know you the best. What's the key phrase there, my friend? What did we just say? Those who believe they do, but they don't know you. Here's what happens to me a lot, okay? I see people I haven't seen in a long time. They think Sam Crowley of the 90s. Or if it's been a while, even longer, they think Sam Crowley of the 80s. And they're like, oh, dude, that ain't you. Did you see what Sam posted on the internet about God? This is the guy who used to do upside-down keg stands at tailgates at Penn State. Okay, that's true. That's true. This is the guy who said college is a 30-week party with a $6,000 cover charge. That's true. Back when college actually only cost $6,000 a year. This is the guy who went to happy hour chasing girls every Friday night and Saturday night and every other night of the week when he was in the corporate world. Single. That's true. That's true. But hey, newsflash, I've changed. And you can too. Change isn't just exclusive to me. Change isn't just exclusive to people who find success or, you know, I change for a reason. You know, you think I work this hard on myself to stay the same? And that's what you really, the mindset you got to take is if you're really going to reinvent yourself or launch a brand or kind of get into the stuff that I do on a regular basis, which is speaking and putting yourself out there, then, hey, you're going to have to accept the fact that that old you is dead. It's dead. It doesn't exist any longer. How can the new you and the old you continue to live inside the same body? Or, even more trickier, the same mind. I'll tell you, our mind is a supercomputer. Okay? It can process millions and millions and millions of thoughts every single minute. But it can also be the saboteur of our own success. And I find it all the time. Hey, I still fall. I go back to that guy. I know what my triggers are. And I posted this on my Facebook page, and I posted this on my Instagram as well. So those of you that are following me there, you'll see it there as well. Because I'm building the whole theme off this week to help you understand that old person's got to die. Not in the literal sense. I mean, come on now. Don't be doing anything crazy. But in figuratively speaking, that old person can't live with that new person. But every now and again, you're going to fall. You're going to go back to default. You're going to go back to that person you used to be. I do. That's my trigger. My trigger, party atmosphere. I'm telling you, man, I love a beer or a red wine, depending on the atmosphere. When I went, for example, classic example, went to the Jacksonville game it's been 2 months since the Bills played in Jacksonville. It was the first playoff game Those of you, I know our show is in over 100 countries, so I get if you don't know football here, as we call it, the NFL. But the Buffalo Bills, where I grew up in the Buffalo area from my whole life, were playing in their first football playoff game since 1999. They were playing in Jacksonville, so I flew to Tampa, went from Tampa to Jacksonville with a buddy of mine, a few other guys, and man, partied it up. What do you think came out of a four-hour ride to Jacksonville, tailgating all day and then driving back? What do you think? By myself, okay, no family around, no wife to keep me in check. Yes, I need that babysitter as well. What do you think happened? I partied it up. Would I be excited to share with you a video of me partying at a tailgate? Hell no, I wouldn't. I'm embarrassed. But I had a great time, and I know not to put myself – by the way, I didn't harm anybody or myself. I just acted like an idiot, drank too much, and had a good time at the first Bills tailgate that I've been at in 20 years. So what does that tell you? I know what makes me go back to Sam Crowley of the 90s. I know what makes me go back to that person of the 80s, and I try not to put myself in those situations for a lot of reasons. I'll be 50 years old this year with a pretty good business and a lot more to lose. My wife always reminds me of that. Remember, honey, you're not Sam Crowley from 1990, okay? You have a lot to lose now, and she's right. I do, and so I'm not perfect, though, and I fall way more than I ever wish I would. I wish I wouldn't be so incredibly stupid in the things I say and the things I do when I'm in the atmospheres that I shouldn't be in. But hey, man, I don't know what else to tell you, but I'm human. It's not a good reason. It's just the only one I got right now to share with you, but also to empower you that if you're striving to be perfect, it's never that's worse. I'd rather fall every day than to have to strive to be perfect, because there's only one person that ever walked on water, man, and it ain't going to be you, okay? So relieve yourself of that. Be the best you can be. And here's the other thing. When you do fall, ask for forgiveness. If you disappoint somebody, ask for forgiveness from them. Then ask for forgiveness of God. And then here's the last thing. Forgive yourself, man. You know, you made a mistake. You screwed up. Yeah, you made a jerk of yourself, or you said something and you shouldn't have said, and you angered somebody and you shouldn't have put it out there online. Clear it up. The faster you clear that stuff up, the faster you can move on. And that's it. You're good. Keep going. Try not to make the same mistake twice. But if you're like me, you will. But I try not to intentionally hurt people. That's the one thing I try not to intentionally. If I hurt myself, do something stupid, say something stupid, act like an idiot out there, whatever I do, put myself in a situation, that's on me. But what I try not to do is intentionally hurt other people. And I used to be that guy that did that stuff. But why am I sharing all this stuff with you? What is this, like I'm on Dr. Phil's show or something? I'm sitting on the big psychiatric couch? No. Going back to your past. A lot of people can't get moving forward because they're tripping over their past. I got a big old ankle bracelet tied on, and it's like weighs the size of a 600-pound cinder block. They can't move forward because they think they got to be everything to everybody. Well, I can't. What if Aunt Mary sees me on the internet doing this new thing and talking about it, and then she tells and I see her at Thanksgiving, and then, hey man, that's on Aunt Mary. Okay, that ain't on you. That's on her. You've changed. She still views you as the person from 15 years ago. You can't control that. But are you seriously going to give up this incredible opportunity in front of you? This incredible opportunity in front of you because you can't get over what Aunt Mary thinks about you? A person who you might see once a year or once every few years or once every 5 years? Somebody, yeah, you might know him on Facebook, but do you really know him? I mean, come on. Really? You've changed. You haven't worked this hard on yourself to stay the same. And maybe you're just getting going. Maybe you're just launching out of that old person, that old depression, that old drunk, drug addicted, whatever it is that you used to be involved in, and that's the way everybody in your past knew you. It's okay. Use that. Use that as the energy, man. Use that as the fuel to never go back to that person again and to build this new you, this new brand, whatever it is you do. It doesn't matter what you do. If you're an employee, you own a business, you sell on the internet, or you've never sold anything in your life, you want to be a speaker, or maybe you've never spoken in your life, doesn't matter. But you're going somewhere, aren't you? Aren't you going somewhere? Like, don't you have something to look forward to? Like, when I made an idiot of myself in Jacksonville at that football game at the tailgate, I had something to go back to, my family. That's number one, okay? I have four girls waiting for me at back home in Cincinnati, so I flew from Tampa back to Cincinnati. Had my every day is Saturday business waiting for me. People who rely on me inside our Momentum Club or my private coaching clients. By the way, if we're not working together, what are you waiting for? Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Sam, S-A-M, @everydayisaturday.com. Tell me about yourself. Lots of people email me from the show, but if you haven't, do it. Let's see if we can work together. Me and you working together in a one-on-one capacity. Me coaching you. I'm not doing this forever, by the way. I'm doing it now because I have incredible passion right now to work with people because it's the fastest way to getting them unstuck and on their way to their very own Saturday. So send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. But what are you waiting for? The time's never going to be better than right now. If you're listening to this, you probably got a Wi-Fi connection. You got a smartphone. You have ways of connecting with other people as well as yourself. You have ways of getting a message out there. The only thing you probably aren't clear on is which way do I go? Just go forward. Just move. Okay? Don't sit around waiting, you know, waiting for every, I got to have that. No, you don't. No, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. Success does not reward inaction. You know, lack of momentum. Never giving out of the starting gate. The gun already sounded, man. Bang. Did you hear that? Bang. When are you getting out of the starting blocks? Imagine you're in a race. The gun sounds, everybody leaves, but you're still there. What are you waiting for? What is your foot locked up? No. You're worried about the kind of shorts you have on? Worried about the tank top you're wearing? Worried about the wind? What are you worried about? All that, it doesn't matter. How about you just get moving? And when you, at least you're in the race. At least you're running. Most people can't even get out of the starting block. At least you're running. You know what's going to be, you know what's really funny? You put yourself in that same race, whatever business you're in, wherever you are right now, whatever stage of life you're in, okay? Here's the irony. That gun sounds, most people can't even hear it. Most people are deaf to that sound of the gun. They'll stay in that starting block forever. You're the one. As long as you get moving, you're ahead of the game. Most people are stuck. A lot of people think, well, if I stay the same, I can't get hurt. No. That's not the way it works, okay? You stay the same, you're falling behind because somebody else out there is actually moving. It doesn't matter if they're running a 25-minute mile, okay, barely walking. If you're not moving, you're falling behind them. Oh, I can run faster than that. Oh, I can. Oh, really? Well, then why don't you get your ass out there and start going and get it in game and quit talking about it and get moving. And by the way, quit worrying about what everybody thinks about you because their opinion doesn't matter and it doesn't pay your bills. Other people's opinions don't pay your freaking bills. When are you going to understand that that doesn't even matter? Get out there. Get moving. Quit being a prisoner to those stupid decisions you made because understand, my friend, Uncle Sammy's made $100,000 more than you will ever make, worse than you've ever made. I'll compare my stupid decisions and the people that I've hurt that I love the most against yours any day of the week, okay, if you want to compare that. But I'm not here to compare that. Let's just get you out of the starting block. Can we do that? Can we agree to do that? Beautiful. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.